Blog Talk Radio. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you tonight. As always, we say welcome, 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 welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight. We're so grateful that you have joined us as always. We just look forward to your coming. We look forward to this gathering. I don't know about you, but I just get it. Excited when it's time for the Prayer News Network. I just get excited, people of God, as if it was our very first day and the very first time that we started this outreach ministry. So we just say on tonight, welcome. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. We thank God for you. Thank you for your commitment, your time, your participation on tonight. God bless you. God bless you, God bless you. People of God, listen, while you have come in, you've gotten yourself positioned, you've gotten yourself situated, we want you to reach out, amen, reach out and touch somebody else. Go ahead and reach out and touch somebody else and tell them to come on and be a part of the Prayer News Network Global. Tell them something good is going on over here. Tell them, glory to God, that the table is spread and that the feast of the Lord is going on. Each one, just reach one. Just reach one person. Reach out and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. We're so grateful tonight. Amen, Jesus. We are live on tonight. We're grateful. Amen, Jesus. Thanking God on tonight for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanking him on tonight for my leaders, my leaders. Thanking him tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Thanking him tonight for our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins. Amen. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking him tonight for our presiding prelate and my pastor, Bishop Kate Tina. Amen. And for the women of God that stand by their side. And listen, we cannot forget our founding mother on tonight. Glory to God, amen, the wife of the late Apostle S.C. James, which is Mother Carrie James, amen. Always praying her strength, glory to God. Just giving God thanks and praise for our leaders on tonight, for each and every one of them. Thanking him tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We give God thanks, we give God praise for them coming. Amen. The Lord has brought them here. He's assembled them here. He has brought them here, people of God, and it has been so beautiful and so strategic how the Lord pulled this team of people together. Amen. He just crossed the lines, people of God. He crossed lines. Amen. And we're grateful, amen, that there's a mature people who knows how to conduct business, amen, for the kingdom. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for each of them on tonight. Again, we want to ask you, if you would, to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite a couple of people, people of God. Invite, invite, invite. Listen, we also want to just thank God on tonight for our prayer warriors, amen, Jesus, those that yet stand on the wall. Thanking God on tonight for our scripture reader that yet stands on the wall. Thanking God tonight again for you, people of God, for each and every one of you. We're so grateful to the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. We're grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. For the leaders that come to this line, we thank God for you that come and you're not even speaking, but you come and you sit and you listen. Amen. And glory to God. We just give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Because we know, amen, that God does all things well. He's a God of order. And we thank God, amen, that you are able to find order in this line. You're able to find excellency in this line. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God that the will of God to be done, that you can eat from this table. Amen. Glory be to God. So God bless.
The recording has started.
God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We're so, again, grateful. Again, we want to ask you to invite a couple of people to come on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Invite, invite, invite. We want to thank God on tonight for all of our listeners that are listening by social media, those that are listening on tonight by way of our Prayer News Network Facebook page, and those that are listening, glory to God, by way of our REOC Prayer Group 52, those that are listening by way of on tonight blog radio. We give God thanks and we give God praise for you on tonight. However you are listening, amen, glory to God, and those of you that don't have Facebook and those of you that can't tap into blog radio, we thank God for those of you that are listening by the web. Just go out and type in Prayer News Network. Amen. Just type in Prayer News Network, and there, people of God, you'll be able to, amen, tap right into us. Amen. So we're trying to make this word accessible. We're trying to make this word, people of God, amen. We're trying to spread it, earth. We're trying to spread this word. Let the word work, amen. We declare it, glory to God, and the Lord, amen, Jesus, will bring it to pass, amen. So we thank God on tonight for manifestation. We thank him for power. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, amen, Jesus, that the word mixed by faith, with faith. Oh, yes, glory to God. Got to have faith, amen, Jesus. And listen, people of God, we will see the unthinkable. We will see those things, amen. We'll see God manifest himself in ways that we know not of, amen. Glory to God. So again, we thank God for each of you on tonight. We bless him. We thank him for you. Again, we bless God. We bless God. We bless God tonight. And people of God, again, as we said, we are live, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We are live, 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 amen. Glory to God, and tonight, amen, Jesus, we're going to go ahead and get ready for the word on tonight. Glory be to God. We were indeed blessed on last night, amen, and we believe that God has a word for us on tonight, amen. We're going to endeavor not to keep you long, amen, but we're going to go ahead and get our speaker up on tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, our speaker is, amen, Jesus, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. She's coming to us by way of Jerusalem Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Amen. Glory to God. EPC Nation. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. There in Banks, Alabama. It's our headquarters church. We give God thanks and we give God praise for her. Amen. Her longstanding commitment to come on every Sunday and every Monday night. Amen. As long as the Lord shall say. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. People of God, we want you to get your heart and your minds ready, amen, for the word on tonight. And as always, we always sanctify the line. Always, 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 glory to God, that there will be no distractions. Amen. Glory be to God that there will be no distraction nor hindrances from the word going forth. Amen, Jesus. So we're going to call forth on tonight Missionary Dorothy Fan. She's going to come, and she's going to sanctify the line for us on tonight, get our hearts and our minds ready that this word can fall on good ground, I say. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then immediately after her, amen, Jesus, we will have our scripture reading by on tonight, Sister Mary Hollins. Amen. Glory be to God. And then afterward, people of God, our speaker will be coming forth. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We want to, amen, Jesus, definitely be sure to check our line. Amen. Glory to God. Be sure to check our line and make sure, amen, Jesus, we're hearing you loud and clear. Amen, prophetess. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, we're going to release the platform. We're going to release the line to Missionary Dorothy Fan. God bless you, my sister. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this night, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Once again, we come to say thank you right now, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come, Lord God, once again to this land. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon this land tonight, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you to sanctify the land tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight asking you to have your way on the line, Lord God. We come tonight asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, all the iniquities, all the transgressions, Lord God. We come tonight asking you, Lord God, to, Lord God, forgive us for anything that we may have said, anything that we may have done, Lord God, even the thoughts, Lord God, that we may have thought that wasn't like you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come with a repentant heart tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we realize, know that we can't come before you in any kind of way. So we asking you this night, Lord God, to sanctify us, Lord God. Cleanse us up tonight, Lord God, and make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your throne. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look upon each and every one of us that come tonight, Lord God, far and near, Lord God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, just to move by your spirit once again and by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you, Lord God, to look upon each and every one of us, Lord God, every home, Lord God, that's represented on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, every country, Lord God, everyone, Lord God, that come, Lord God, to hear, Father, from you tonight. We come tonight, Lord God, that's you, to have your way tonight, Lord God. Move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord God. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, ask you to help us to receive, Lord God, your word on tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, once again, ask you to heal, deliver, set free. In the name of Jesus, we come asking you to save, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night just to have your way, Lord God. Lord God, some come looking for one thing and some coming looking for another, Lord God. But we know that you see and you know everything. So we asking you this night, Lord God, to move upon us tonight, Lord God. Every need, Lord God, every, Lord God, need that come tonight, Lord God, we ask you to supply it because we know, Lord God, that you got the power to do it. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight asking you to have your way this night, Lord God, on the woman of God, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your choice of anointing, Lord God, come once again. And we thank you for her, Lord God. We praise you for, Lord God, thinking enough of us, Lord God, to let her come, Lord God, to open up the bread, Lord God, that you have sought, Lord God, for us to receive, Lord God, on your table, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come asking you to have your mighty way. In the name of Jesus, look on Minister Bradley. Touch her right now, Lord God. Supply once again her every need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, according to your riches and glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day just to have your mighty way. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to hear, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to be doers of your word. Help us to your word, Lord God, to our life, Lord God, that we may live thereof, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we forever give your name the praise. We forever give your name the glory, Lord God, because you are so worthy of every praise, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we say hallelujah. We give you the highest praise tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. And we just thank you right now. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, Prophet T. Duncan, to the PNN Advisors, to the PNN Prayer Warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 7th chapter of Micah, the 18th through the 20th verse. Say, God, like unto thee, that pardon iniquity
and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all thy sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our father from the days of old. I have read to you the 7th chapter of Micah, the 18th through the 20th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus on tonight. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of the glory tonight. Jesus is certainly worthy of every hallelujah, Jesus. We can't really praise God. We can't really appreciate him the way he deserves. He is more than words could explain. He's more than our mind can fathom. And so I just want to take this time out to acknowledge him as the head of my life. Bless his name. The Holy Ghost, too, is my restrainer, my guide, my protector, my everything. Without the Holy Ghost, I am nothing. I am nobody tonight. I praise God for this line tonight, this prayer line, every one of you. From wherever you're from, you're tuning in from, may God bless you tonight. I thank God for Evangelist Bradley, her prayer warriors and advisors tonight. I thank God for my pastor and the co-pastor Jerusalem. I know protocol has already been established, and I come into agreement with the protocol that has been extended tonight. I just want to tell God thank you, and I believe those on you at the other end, I believe there is a praise in your heart, a hallelujah in your mouth, and a clapping and a stomping in your feet, because the evangelist said we should be rejoicing. There's something about coming to this line every night or every other night when you can. There's a refreshing that takes place. Bless his name. And we thank God for the word that comes forth to make and to melt and to mold us. And we thank God for Jesus, who is in charge of this line, who created this work. Bless his name. And Father, we give you thanks and praise tonight for what you're about to say and what you're about to do. Father, back me on the side. Decrease me so that you can increase and push yourself to the front. In the name of Jesus, God, let your word come forth, oh God, the way you need it to come forth into the ears of the hearers tonight. Touch the ears, anoint the ears to hear. Not a person, but what the Spirit of God is saying unto us for this time, this season, and this hour. We want to thank you tonight, oh God, that you would shut down and nullify, God, and neutralize every prince, the powers of the air, God, regional spirits, God, territorial assignments, neutralize, oh God, interference and interruption. Bring it to null and void. Cast it down in Jesus' name and give God free access for the airwaves to be clear, that your word may go forward and bless us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do give you glory tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, for this opportunity, because many died. Many died before this day was over. Many died, didn't see the sun rise. But we made it, God, another day and another time. And we will hallelujah tonight, and we want to say thank you. Thank you. Glory, Jesus, we want to say thank you. Thank you, oh God, we want to say thank you. Oh Lord Jesus, oh glory, Jesus, we want to say thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you, Lord. And tonight I thank God for this anointing that is over this platform. And God had given me this topic. It was about 2 weeks ago, as I was studying the word of God, and I was studying on the life of Paul, and I was looking at the way the Christian, the word Christian came into existence, and I'm in the book tonight of Acts chapter 9, and the topic for this message is called simply The Way, W-A-Y, The Way. Bless his name, and I'm going to read the word of God before I get into the message. It said, and Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. Now, if you look at that, we see that this is happening right now where Christians are being killed and persecuted and imprisoned. Some of their freedoms are taken away to even speak about Jesus. And so we see a repetition of what had happened back then happening now in this chapter. And verse 2 said, and desire of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue,
that if he found any of this race, whether they were men or women, that he might bound them to Jerusalem. Don't we see the sanctuaries being destroyed just like Paul went looking for those in the way that were serving God to slaughter them and people being killed while inside? Don't we see it happening right now? Number three, and he journeyed, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around him a light from heaven, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat or drink. And there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and had seen a vision, a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard many things. I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he had authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel, glory to God tonight unto me, to bear, hallelujah, Jesus, my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Blesses me, for I will show him, hallelujah, tonight, I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way, Thou hast sent me that thou mayest receive thy sight and be filled, hallelujah, tonight with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it were has been scales, and he received his sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed, and said, Is not this he that destroyeth them which call on this name in Jerusalem? And he came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest. After that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. And their lying awake was known of Saul, and they watched the gate day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket. Then Saul was come to Jerusalem. He essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and now he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out. Now we see here in this chapter, we're dealing with Paul tonight. Anybody that reads the Bible, we know about the life of Paul.
what he went through all through the scriptures. It was through God's dynamic intervention, hallelujah, and continuing transformation in his life, Paul became the greatest early witness and missionary to the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Taking the gospel to the Gentiles, we know that his name was changed from Saul to Paul after his conversion. Bless his name. And when you look at the name Saul in the lexicon dictionary, the word Saul means desire, the Jewish name of Paul the Apostle. And his name Paul means small or little. Bless his name. Now, according to both sources, Saul and Paul was not a follower of Jesus and did not know him before his crucifixion. The narrative of the book of Acts suggests Paul's conversion occurred 4 to 7 years after the crucifixion of Jesus. Paul was one of the major leaders that was persecuting the believers before God had gotten his attention. Now, when and why was Saul's name changed to Paul? Let's see what God says here. One of the often thought of name change in the Bible is the name of Saul to Paul. The change is commonly linked to Saul's conversion on the Damascus Road, when the Lord Jesus commissioned him to take the gospel to the Gentiles. That's in Acts 9, 1 to 19. However, at the time of Saul's conversion, Jesus still addressed him as Saul. Later, Jesus told Ananias to find Saul in Damascus and restore his sight. Acts 9 goes on to describe Saul as increasing in spiritual strength. He increased in spiritual strength and understanding of Jesus as the Messiah. So it was not Jesus who changed his name on the road to Damascus. It wasn't Jesus doing. How did the change from Saul to Paul happen and when? The answer is that Saul's name was also Paul. The custom of dual names was common in those days, and you can find that in Acts chapter 13 and 9, describes that the apostle as Saul, who was also called Paul, from that verse on, Saul is always referred to in the scriptures as Paul. Now, Paul was a Jew born in the Roman Tarsus. I'm just giving you a little history of him. He was proud of his Jewish heritage, as he describes in Philippians 3 and 5. Circumcised on the 8th day of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews heritage. In observance of the law, he was a Pharisee. He was so zealous and devoted that he persecuting Christians, he thought persecuting Christians was the natural way for him to show his devotion. He chose to use his Hebrew name, Saul, until sometime after he began to believe in and preach Christ. After that time, as the apostle to the Gentiles in Romans chapter 11 and 13, you could find that, he used his Roman name, Paul. It would make sense for Paul to use his Roman name as he traveled further and further into the Gentile world. Now, this chapter is about Paul, who was on an assignment to stop the call, or what they call the way, hallelujah, to correct what he believed was wrong with those who was believers of Jesus. It is also about opening the eyes of those who were spiritually blind and pointed them to Jesus, who is the only way. And if you look at John chapter 14 and 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no other way that we can get to God in this hour, who is our Father, but by Jesus Christ. Some people believe that there are other ways to get to God, even teach false doctrine concerning their belief. He is the door that grants access. Jesus Christ is the door that grants us access to the kingdom of God. If anyone tries to come in another that he's a thief and he's a robber, according to John chapter 10, 1 through 3, 7 through 10. He tells you about he's been the door and the thief coming in. If you hear another voice, his sheep know his voice. You can read it when you get some time. Glory be to God. But we all know the story about Saul and his treatment of Christians, which was called, Christians, which was called the way at that time. It was called the way in that dispensation. It was called the way before his conversion. His assignment was to threaten and slaughter disciples of the Lord, those who was walking in the way. He was determined to get rid of the way. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In verse 2, it says, he got a letter that gave him permission that if he found anyone off the way, hallelujah, tonight, whether man or woman, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem to be terminated. Glory be to God today. And on his way, he had an encounter, glory to God, with Jesus Christ in the form of a bright light that shined from heaven. Glory to God. And when this happened, the Bible said that he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? Hallelujah unto night. And in verse 5, Paul is asking Jesus a question. Who art thou, Lord? Glory to God. He is asking a question, and he turned around and answered the question and said, when he acknowledges him, he called him Lord. So it tells me that he acknowledged and knew who was dealing with him. Glory be to God. The way he calls him Lord shows he had some type of knowledge of who he was. He had no choice but to acknowledge the one who knocked him to the ground. He had no choice but to acknowledge the one who took his sight and brought him to a place of humility. Glory be to God. How many know tonight when God is ready to get your attention, he will do whatever it takes to get your undivided attention. He also asked Jesus about his assignment by asking him, what wilt thou have me to do? Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of us are asking God, what do you want me to do tonight? What is your assignment for my life? Saul was in an exalted position, but the same Jesus he was fighting against brought him to his knees. Glory be to God. Jesus told him that it is hard for you to kick against the pricks. He was letting Saul know that you cannot fight against the plan of God or the will of God or the move of God. So many people in this hour are fighting against the plan of God, the move of God, and the will of God, just like Saul. Bless the name of the living God tonight. Many people in this hour think that they are fighting against you. They were so shunned, Lord of all Hosiah. They were so that just like, hallelujah, Jesus Saul was fighting against God, fighting against the God that is on the inside of you. Whenever you have an assignment from God, it does not matter how far you are in sin. Hallelujah, on tonight, God have a time and a season when he will get your undivided attention by giving you an experience just like Saul. Many people are today are putting off salvation. They say, I ain't ready yet. Paul was not ready either, but God stop him in his track, and God is undivided attention. Don't wait till God has to put you on your face. Don't wait till God has to knock you on the bed of affliction. Don't wait till God has to get your attention. Glory be to God. It might not be too pretty. Hallelujah on tonight. There are many in the body of Christ that is operating in an arrogant spirit just like Saul. Just for this, oh, by Shanda. God spoke to me and said, they just full of so much pride. Many are in the building going to service, but not saved. Glory be to God. They are operating in the spirit of Saul, assigned to kill the real Christians. Glory to God. We must remember there is a lot of wolves and sheep clothing in the body of Christ that parading themselves as angels of light. They have a wicked agenda. They are on an assignment to destroy from the head, my God, and my God, to the body of Christ. We have to remember spirits don't die. They just take on another form. Just like Saul was not saved, they are full of Saul and the arrogance that you look at Bible said in Proverbs chapter 6, 18 through 19, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. And so God is looking for humility in us in this hour. Jesus let him know straight up that he was defeated. Jesus stopped and blocked him from doing things his way. Glory be to God. Many of us try to do things our way, but this is the season God said, I'm going to block you from doing it your way. Glory be to God. He stopped him from coming up against the right way of doing things. Hallelujah on tonight. Saul did not understand that he was fighting against Jesus, who is God Almighty. Saul did not recognize or realize, bless the name of Jesus, that he was actually persecuting and killing Jesus himself. He was persecuting, killing, stoning them to death, beating and putting them in prison, those that were believers in Jesus that was walking in the way. The Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof leads to death. And that is in Proverbs chapter 14, 12 to 14 and verse 16. Bless his name. Saul was not a wise man as far as I can see. It says a wise man has failed. Bless his name if you read that chapter. Hallelujah. And a wise man fears God and turns from evil. But he attacked, oh God, he acted like a fool. He acted with rage against the way. He was ignorant concerning what he was doing. He thought he was doing something good. He had a zeal for doing the wrong thing. He was an evil man and lacked knowledge. You have many people today that have a zeal, but they're using that zeal to do the wrong things in the body of Christ. They're using that zeal to preach the wrong messages, to convert souls that are an ignorant, bless the name of Jesus. With this in mind, a lot of people don't realize, glory to God tonight, that they're not fighting against us as Christians. Hallelujah. As we look around, we can see what's happening in the communist country, the Taliban, the ISIS, the Boko Haram, what is happening in Haiti with the vigilantes, in Jamaica, the Bahamas, Africa, USA, and many nations, Spirit of God, around the world. There is a lot of opposition and persecution and hostility against the church, against Christians, our faith, what we believe. Hallelujah, Jesus, and they're fighting against God and his word. But in the midst of all of this, God has an appointed day and time to stop everything that is happening in its track. He will get the undivided attention like he did with Saul. In verse 6, Saul began to tremble and shake and was astonished. He knew that he was fighting a losing battle. Glory be to God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. He had no choice but to give up and ask Jesus, what you want me to do? Glory be to God. And this was the beginning of a brand new life for Paul. This was the beginning of a brand new ministry. My God. During this encounter that take place, he was not alone. As you read, he was traveling with some men who witnessed this thing that was happening to Paul. They were also with him to do this destruction of God's people. Thank God they were there because Saul needed their help to find his way, to take him to his destination. Because when he got up from the earth, the Bible said that his sight was gone. He was completely blinded by the bright light that he saw. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God on tonight. Don't let Jesus have the blinder eyes to get our attention. Glory be to God on tonight. Don't let Jesus have to take something that we need to function with in this world to get our attention. Right after Paul encounter, he was led to a house of the man of God where he fasted and prayed for 3 days and 3 nights. And God instructed Saul to go into a particular city, and it was told him what he is going to do once he gets there. We must understand tonight that when God is trying to get our attention, he will do whatever it takes. Hallelujah, Jesus. And nothing will stop it tonight. As we are in the end times, we to see and are seeing this, the same type of action right now taking place. But God will protect his people. He will protect the righteous. Sin may die, but there's a remnant that God will preserve and protect. We will go through persecution, we're going through tribulation and trials and temptations and times of testing like we have never seen it before. As we get closer to the coming of the Lord, we heard that before they were called Christians, they were identified as the way. Glory be to God on tonight. In Acts chapter 19 and 9, we saw, as we read before, but when divers or certain, that the word divers means certain one or man or whatsoever or whosoever. And it says, when divers were hardened, this is Acts chapter 19 and 9, and believed not, but spake evil of the way. For the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of the Tyrannus. When Paul and the Christians faced opposition, according to this verse right here, he had to leave and find another way to get the gospel. And he was determined. He had a determined mindset. And we talked about being determined on last night. Paul was a determined man after his conversion to get this gospel out. And so he refused to let anybody stop him. When they persecuted him in one city, he ran to another city. And God is looking for that same mind. If something happened over here, don't sit down and start to cry. Get up and move to another place. Glory be to God on tonight. Acts 19 and 23, and the same time there arose no small stir about that way. According to Acts 19 and 9 and 23, they spoke evil of the way. What is the way that Paul is talking about here? The way is concerning Jesus Christ, where he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, which means they spoke evil about the church and Jesus and to those who believe and follow his way. We have the same thing happening in this hour. Bless his name. You look around at the Christian world and what in the things that are happening. They're attacking holiness. They're attacking righteousness. They attack the way you worship, the way you pray, what you believe, what you speak. Hallelujah, in this hour, they hate the Christians so much right now, and they are persecuting us right now and killing us right now. And people are going to prison, being kidnapped, interrogated because of what the way we are and our belief in Jesus. This is all the plan of Satan working through people. My God, in this last hour, you have many people departing from the faith because of spirits of deception, lies, and unbelief. False doctrine, false ministers and apostles, prophets, prophetess, false bishops, evangelists, and teachers of the gospel. My God, the Bible says they are heaping teachers to themselves because they have itching ears. And that's in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 to 5. It says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead of his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That's what the word of God is for, to rebuke us, to reprove us, and to exhort us. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Bless the name of Jesus. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, he said, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. And we look at the life of Paul, that's what he did. He made full proof of his ministry. We need discernment like never before, people of God, because when we see these things happening, it brings unbelief. When you see all of these things have to happen, it will cause separation in the body of Christ. It will cause you not to believe God anymore. So we really we really need discernment. Jesus further said he is the way. This means he is the only way to God. Some people say there is another way. There are more than one way to God. There is only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. And the Bible said in Acts 1:12, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hebrews 10:9-20 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he had consecrated for us through the way of that is his flesh. Because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ tonight, people of God, God is telling us here that he gives us the boldness to enter into the holies or enter into his presence because of the blood of Jesus. He also wants us to understand that he made a way. He calls it a living way, which means he made a way for us to come directly into his presence without going through a man. It is through the veil, which is his flesh, which is the flesh of Jesus. If you understand the tabernacle, they had a veil that separated the holies from the other part of the tabernacle. Only the high priest, glory to the God tonight, was allowed to enter the holies of holies. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. The priest himself had to be clean to enter in and stand worthy before or in the eyes of God to enter the holies of holies and the stand before God for the cleansing of the sin of the nation of Israel. If he was not clean, he would drop dead in the presence of God. In the event that that happened, glory to God, what they did to these priests to make sure that they were still alive, when they entered the tabernacle, they put a rope around their legs and they put bells at the end of his robe. And the reason for that was the people was not allowed to enter the most holy place. And so they knew as long as they heard the bells was moving, he was alive in the temple. But if they heard the bells stop, then they knew that he was dead, and they would use the rope to drag him out because they were not allowed to go in there themselves because they was not qualified. Now, when we look at this, when Jesus became that living sacrifice for us, he now became the high priest that we go to for the confession and the cleansing of our sins. We no longer, hallelujah, tonight need to go before a man to confess our sins or to be cleansed. Jesus became the ultimate sacrifice for us. He took the place of the lamb for us. He was slaughtered like the lamb and was drained of all of his blood. When the high priest killed the lamb, they took that blood, went into the most holy place, and sprinkled that blood all over the most holy place and over the mercy seat to cleanse the nation of Israel. We got to realize that Jesus' blood was splattered to the ground. When they beat him, his blood was splattered all over the place. When they put the nails, his blood drained to the earth. Bless his name. His flesh was torn apart. He was bruised and battered for us. What happened then was that the way was made through him being tortured, bruised, to a wooden tree. Now we can come directly to him for what we need. Glory be to God on tonight. The veil in the temple that separated the holy place from the rest of the tabernacle, the Bible says it was torn in two when Jesus died, which means there was a massive earthquake and the earth opened up in the temple, the veil torn. And so when Jesus' flesh was torn, it gave us access and entrance to come directly to God himself in the name of Jesus. God opened up the way, the veil in the temple that separated the holy place from the rest of the tabernacle that was torn in two when Jesus died, which meant that it meant that God opened up the way, move separation out of the way, move division out of the way. Glory be to God. He brought the body together because he moved all of those distractions that had us separated from getting to him. We no longer have to go and confess our faults before a priest or a man who also has to confess his sins to God. We now have access, my God, directly to Jesus, who is the way. Hallelujah tonight. Who is the truth, glory to God, and who is the life. And in spite of what Saul did and who he was, Jesus declared that he was a chosen vessel unto him. So we have got to realize, people of God tonight, that someone might not be what we think they should be. They might be doing something that we think they should not be doing. But we need to understand they could be the very person that God will use in this last hour to bring deliverance, hallelujah, tonight to those that are bound. Sometimes we look at people and criticize them. Sometimes we look at them and say, they ain't no good, and they will never amount to anything. If you look at Saul, you would think that he was no good, and that he had Shekola by Hosea, and that he was never going to amount to anything. But God had a plan for Saul's life. Your child will be like Saul. Your family member might be like Saul. But God said, I have a plan for their life. Don't count them out. Don't see them as nothing. Pray for them in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God led Saul to Ananias. He told them to accept him because he was led, because he was chosen by him, and help him to understand his assignment. So when God converts you and changes you, I know for a fact that God will lead you to the right place of worship. He will lead you to the right leadership so you can know what your assignment is. He spent 3 days, my God, 3 days later, God opened his eyes. He received his sight. And guess what the Bible says? Straight away, he went and was baptized. I don't know if some of you are baptized tonight, but the Bible says you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. You cannot even enter the kingdom without baptism in the name of Jesus. He said, after 3 days of fasting and spending time learning and understanding his assignment, God connected him with the disciples. Glory be to God on tonight. He had to spend some quality time with the disciples learning about the way. Glory be to God. They had to teach him about the way of Jesus. They had to teach him about the way of truth and the way of life. Paul did not hesitate to go out and start his mission work. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. The Bible said straight away, he got up and went out and preached, my God, tonight. In the name of Jesus. In verse 21, it says, all that heard him was amazed at how Paul has been transformed. And the question from them was, the man who was sent on a mission to destroy all of them that called on the name of Jesus. And so when God transformed you, people will be amazed, hallelujah, at the transformation. There's a transformation taking place that God is doing in the body of Christ in this last hour. And God is saying tonight, people will be amazed at the things that I'm getting ready to do in the body of Christ. It's going to be amazed at the transformation that is going to take place in leadership, my God, in the lives of our children. Many in the body of Christ say they are waiting on God to release them. Some are being kept back by some leaders who seem to have no discernment. Glory be to God tonight, or maybe ignorant about God's plan for your life. Hallelujah tonight. Leaders need to be sensitive and discerning about those who have a call, who has a ministry to groom them like they did with Paul, to teach them like they did with Paul, and release them to God and do their assignment. God placed Paul around leaders that mentor and taught him, so he can go out and not sit down and warm up the pew. Leaders are to be sensitive to the voice of God and know when there is a call, when there is ministry on your life, to have cultivated and prepare you for the ministry. So many in ministry for years with a call on your life, but you are dying spiritually. God is saying it's time tonight to rise up and answer the call. Bless the name of Jesus Christ tonight. God began to strengthen Saul, and the same boldness that he used to persecute those that were walking in the way, he used it to confront the Jewish nation that was fighting against that way. Hallelujah tonight. After his conversion, other side. When people wanted to take his life, he had to literally run for his life. My God, the Bible said, what for not ever a man sow, that shall he also reap. The Lord was reaping what he had sowed before he was converted. Bless the name of the living God. And tonight, the same people that he hated and was putting to death was the same people that had to hide him to save his life. Even though he was a changed man because of his reputation, right of him. How many know tonight, when you have a bad reputation in the world and you may come over from this side, people may still have questions about if you are really saved. They'll have questions of if you really changed. Glory be to God tonight. This is an example of what God is looking for from us in this hour. After his conversion, the Bible says he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. I was boldly speaking in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not just behind the pulpit. Who was going on the street? Who was going on the highways and the byways? Who was going on street corners? They went out and did the work of the Lord. This is the hour they are coming up against the name of Jesus and Christianity like we've never seen it before. But this is an example of what God is looking for, my God, from us as his people. That even in the face of persecution and being killed, you will still speak up for him. After Paul's conversion and encounter with Jesus, the church had some rest and was walking in the fear of God and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And the church grew and multiplied. And so as we read, Paul was the leader that was terrorizing the church. But in the Bible said, after God converted Paul, then the church had some rest from being persecuted, my God, as much as it did. And even though many were speaking evil of the way, in Acts chapter 19, 10 to 12, it says God wrought special miracles by the hand of the same Spirit that was called Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits departed from them. God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Paul didn't go on a 40-day fast. Now, Jesus and Moses, it only took Paul 3 days of fast prayer and counsel and learning, and God began to use them. My God, because he had an encounter on the way, my God, with Jesus. God said it's time for us to have an encounter. He wants to have an encounter with us. He wants to get to know us in a better way. What I found out from God tonight is that the faith of so many in the body of Christ who say they believe God is not where it should be. Hallelujah. If we read the Bible, when Jesus was healing the blind man, hallelujah, he had to touch him more than one time before he received his sight. That is called persistence. God is looking for those who believe him to be persistent in their faith and what they speak, knowing that he had heard them and he will do it. Acts chapter 13:13-52. Today we hear Paul's first sermon was in Acts chapter 13 in Antioch. I want to point out one thing in the chapter that really made that we really don't talk about. And Paul then was traveling for so many miles. And if you put the map and look at the map to see how much foot journey they had, it would help us to understand how those, including Jesus, who went from place to place on foot, sometimes by boat, to preach and teach the gospel that we have today. Luke will often tell you, the book of Luke will often tell us how Paul and his companions traveled from here to there. What it don't tell you is the distance. Sometime it was about 120 to 150 miles trip, depending on the road they took. Up over mountainous regions, at times it can take them at least 7 to 10 days to make it on foot. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when we look at today's lifestyle, we can surely say that God God has blessed us and made it so much easier for the gospel to be preached. We can get along, we can fly, and we can drive to our destination, but then walk for days. Hallelujah, Jesus, while we're sitting down and waiting for the door to open, while we're sitting down and waiting for invitation, God say, get up and go. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. Many people will not dare to go any place to make sure everything is set in place before they step out in faith. Hallelujah tonight. Back then, they had no invitation. They went by faith. This is where the scripture says, carry nothing for your journey. God is looking for some faithful and some faith-filled people that will go without nothing, knowing that God is with them and has already made the way possible for them before they even stepped out, and stop finding excuses and procrastinating on their assignment because they lacked knowledge concerning what Christianity was back then. So they called it the way. Glory be to God tonight. They didn't know what to call it, so they say, let's call it the way. At the start of their missionary journey, Paul the Apostle and Barnabas created a church and preached in Antioch for a year. During that time, the followers of the church were called Christians. That's when they were changed to Christians. For the first time, this was the first mention of the word Christians in the Bible. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord God tonight. In Acts chapter 11, 26, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. That's the scripture if you want to read it. Here in this chapter, chapter 19, the Holy Ghost was given by the hand of Paul. Acts chapter 19 contains several accounts of Paul in Ephesians. While there, he taught and baptized. He healed the sick, dealt with Jewish exorcists, and he narrowly escaped the mob violence that was trying to kill him. Hallelujah. Because he came up against their worship of Diana. They used to worship this goddess named Diana, and so Paul began to talk against it, and so they got a mob of people together to kill Paul. All of these experiences bear witness to the power of the Holy Ghost as it works through Paul. Hallelujah, Jesus. The scene where Jesus had to interrupt Saul's life to get his undivided attention and give his image and his assignment in this hour, there are many just like that, fighting against the will of God, that God had a plan, and he would change things for us. Their story blesses him tonight of Jesus, and he will get the undivided attention. Now, there's coming forth in this hour great testimonies, just like it was in the time of Saul. Here in chapter 19, we see the power of God operating in a dynamic way through Paul. After his encounter with Jesus, his life was never the same. The same passion, my God, that he had. God said, I want you to have passion. I want that passion. He has the passion to build the kingdom. God is looking for passion to build the kingdom of God here and now in this last hour. God proved himself faithful in the life of Paul as he preached the gospel of Jesus, which is called the way. God used Paul so mightily. The anointing and power of Jesus was in him that he was able to take off his body. Listen here, people. Kind kerchief, can you imagine taking a piece of cloth, and the Bible says things of diseases and evil spirits were just leaving and departing from these people. God has not changed. When I look at the church, we seem to trust the doctors and medication more than we trust the word of God in this hour. We seem to take the word of God lightly when he said, my word will work. The word of God will never fail. God said it gave us power and authority over all the powers of the enemy, over sicknesses and disease, demonic attacks, and mind balance, stroke, heart attack. We have the power. We just need to show God that our faith with the diagnosis may be. That will, what will happen when the time comes when we can no longer have access to medication or doctors or hospital visitation? God asks a question when it comes when he finds faith in the earth. He's looking for faith in the earth. Luke 18:1-8 says, "And spake a parable unto them to this end, that men always ought to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in the city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow woman in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not forever. But afterward he said in himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this woman troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming to me, she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust said. And shall God avenge his elect? Shall my God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him? Does he bear long with them? Here I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth? And so as we read this story, this woman was persistent. She refused to give up. She came to this judge over and over again until he gets tired. He said, you know what? I have to give this woman her request. I must release what she is asking me for because she's going to weary me. God is saying tonight, I am that judge. Don't give up when you ask me to heal you. Don't give up when you ask me for something. Be persistent in your faith. Be determined in your faith. He's asking at the end of that scripture, when he comes, when Jesus comes, he says, will I find faith on the earth? The closing words of Jesus, parable of the persistent widow, is something we need to keep in mind whenever we are praying, believing, trusting, and waiting on a move from God's people of God. In the book of Acts chapter 2, they were in the upper room waiting for 10 days before a move of God's spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief is in operation in the highest level in the body of Christ. God will give swift judgment, listen to this tonight, to those who don't give up. You hear what it say? He answers. He said, I will answer you speedily. And so God will give strength to you, to those who don't give up, to people who are persistent. But be ever praying. Don't stop praying. Ever expecting God to move in the same way as that widow woman. The problem with us in the body of Christ is that we give up too quickly. We don't persevere or be persistent. We become nervous and afraid. And my God, we don't hold on long enough. There's a lack of faith in God's Son in so many of our lives. Because why? We want to be so easy. We have doctors. We have insurance to cover the bills. Then the first thing we do, let's run to the doctor. Let the doctor handle it. We can cover this with insurance. We don't have the word of the praying for it. So many take lightly what God is saying in his word and turn to the natural system of this world for a quick relief and a quick fix, and we call it using faith. Yes, it is wrong to talk of what you are dealing with. I'm not saying that a person should not go to the doctor alone, because I found myself many times going to the doctor, but then I found out what the problem was. I then turned my faith toward God, and I turned my faith to the wall, and I began to pray, and I began to bombard the kingdom of heaven, and I never took a surgery, and I never, my God, I received supernatural healing. Why? Because I believe God, and I continue to have my faith in him. I know that everyone has this type of faith. All may have the persistence that God is looking for, blesses you. But Jesus is saying tonight, he is going to intervene. He is going to intervene on your behalf. God is looking for some persistent faith. But no matter how deadly it seems, we know that God is going to come through. Like that woman that did jump with the issue of blood, she was persistent and determined to get the word. And she got it because of what? Her faith. The Bible said it shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise from us. This is something that is like a promise. And if he has committed a sin, he said they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault one to another. Pray for one another that ye may be healed. And so God is saying, you have to confess what is going on with you to somebody to start an agreement with you for your healing to take place. And then it says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man of God was. When God put this here, if it wasn't possible to be healed from chicken ideas, from heart attack, from stroke, from any disease, he would not put this here if it was not possible. But there is a faith in life which a Christian God is asking. And he said, look in verse 17. Elijah was a non-subject to that passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly. And he read and he prayed again and the way to get the fall. If this was not possible, God would never put it in his word. He said, faith come by hearing the word of God. The question is, where is our faith in the word of God? Do we really trust that praying the word of God and faith over the situation will bring results that we are believing God for? Sometimes God will test you like Job, glory to God, to see if you trust him to bring that deliverance. When there is doubt and lack of faith in Jesus and what he can do, he will never do anything because there is a lack of trust in him. Jesus has to touch. I said this before and I say it again. Jesus had to touch the blind man's eyes twice before he could see. And that's in Mark chapter 8, 22 to 26. It says, and he came to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands upon him. He asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands upon him, upon his eyes again, and made him look up. And he said, and his eyes were restored. And he said, I saw men clearly. And he sent them away into his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell it to anyone in the town. And so Jesus had to touch him twice. So what is it? You guys, if Jesus was persistent, who are we not to be persistent? And we see here, Jesus led him out. Jesus led this man out of the town to do what he needed to do with him. He also told him not to go into that town and do not let anyone know about what he did. Why did Jesus take him out of that town and advise him not to say anything in that town about what had happened? The reason why Jesus led him out of that town was because Bethsaida, the name of the town, was abandoned by God, and the judgment of God was upon that place. Jesus would neither enter or heal in that village, nor permit the testimony to be spoken there. Community was abandoned. But he still showed mercy to individuals in that country, or that village. In the book of Revelation, let me read it from Matthew chapter 11, 21 to 22, or Matthew 21. It said, woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, there would have arisen no more in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for you of the Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than it is for you. So these people totally reject Jesus and reject what God wanted to do. And if you read the book of Revelation 3 and verse 20, we see here where Jesus saying to the disciples, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. He said, no matter who you are, Jesus is saying tonight, no matter who you are, if any man hear his voice and accept his invitation, he said, I will come to you. Right now, God is saying there's a clarion call going out to the entire word to every nation come to him right now. Stop putting on salvation. God is shutting down on you if you keep rejecting his invitation. It'll be no more place for repentance for anyone who keeps rejecting the call of God or the invitation to repent. Many people think that they have time. We've got to remember that God holds our breath in his hand. Bless the name of Jesus. And he can take it away from everything he desires. Many people are today, many people who are dead to them thought that they had time to repent, but they didn't get the chance, and now they are in a lake of fire burning for all eternity. Hell is real, and the lake of fire is real. And except you repent, that's where you're going to end up, in the lake of fire. The time of the Seder, they were a people that rejected the works that Jesus did, so he refused to do any more works in that place. Glory be to God. In verse 22, Jesus said, "It shall be more tolerable for you." He's telling them that the people in Sodom and Gomorrah and Tyre and Sidon will have more mercy on the day of judgment than you're going to lose. And so God is saying some people that have more mercy on you if you keep rejecting God when you stand before God to be judged on that day. We have to understand in this hour there are places, things, and states, nations where the gospel has been preached and people have rejected it over and over again. Now the judgment of God is against that thing, and there is nothing no one can do that can change it. No prayer can bring deliverance, no intercession can bring deliverance to some places that God has already rejected. You can read that in the book of Jeremiah chapter 7. From the prophets did they say, he said, "Do not pray and lift up a cry for them because they rejected me." He said, "My anger is against them." He said, "They provoked me to anger." They provoked God to anger back then. And so God said, "I'm going to send the wrath and the judgment of God against the city that rejects me." Let me tell you something. This is not the time to pray first or reject God. Bless his name. This is time for the nations to turn to God. The Bible says in verse 24, 7 chapter of Jeremiah, "But their heart not inclined their ear, but walk in the counsel and in the imaginations of the evil heart, and then backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt, unto this day, I even sent you all my servants for prophets, daily rising up early and finding them. Yet they heard him and heard me, yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their hearts and stiffened their necks, my God, and did worse than their fathers." And so God is saying, this is what's going to happen to the people who keep rejecting him. He said, "I'm not going to hear your prayer for certain nations anymore, for certain people anymore." If you read the Bible, Jesus said, "I did not pray for the world, but I prayed for those that my Father gave me." So we got to understand, people of God, that there is a remnant that God is saying prayer for, because the world is not true. Part of the 17:9-10 says, pray for them. But for them that thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are men, I am glorified in them." And what they call the way, we are looking at how God used people to do so much in spite of opposition. He did miracles that glorified Jesus. Acts chapter 19, verses 13, you see those who thought that they had the power and authority as Paul had. If you read about the seven sons of Sceva, they went about casting out demons. And the Bible says the demons that they were trying to cast out beat them and stripped them naked and bruised them and sent them on their way. They came to cast out demons in the name of Paul. The Paul that Jesus has told them. You can't cast out demons in somebody else's name. And so those devils beat them. And besides, the devil will never cast out the devil because his kingdom will be divided. And so God is saying tonight unto us that it's time for us to wake up. It's time to get it right. Hallelujah. It's time to come together. In verse 19 and 14, we see where there was a man that had the seven sons that I spoke about, and God is saying to him, we gotta be careful for speaking into our lives. We gotta be careful who's trying to cast demons out, because they're And in this hour, you will have people speaking evil of the way we are serving God. There will still be negative talk, negative words, negative mindset, opposition, demonic assignment and strategy, every part of evil and devils that are conspired against us in this hour. Every hidden agenda and evil plan against God and his people, God said, I'm getting ready to expose it. After God exposed the evil that was taking place and opened the eyes of the people, fear came upon them. And then God changes your life. The old lifestyle and things that you did, you cannot do it no more. You will become like Paul. Paul could never be the same again. And if you continue to read, when Paul converted them, a riot took place in the city. A riot took place. People tried to kill him. The whole Paul turned the town upside down. And God is saying, you need some soldiers, some people to go out there and turn the United States upside down. Turn Africa upside down. Turn the Muhammad upside down. Go out there with boldness and declare my word and turn the city upside down. And bring fear on the people. That's what they did. He turned that city upside down, and when the people saw how great God used for, fear came on them. And their goddess Diana, who they worship, bless his name, he told them to break it down and burn it up and get rid of it. And so they wanted to cheer for him for getting rid of their God. They started to come up against this honor and these gods that are in the earth. The same way there was confusion happening against the work, and this is, I'm finishing right here, the same way there was confusion happening against the work of God and opposition against the people of God, it is happening now. When we see people bowing down and idolizing people, it will not change because God said evil is going to get worse. Don't we see it? Paul and the other ministers that are Ephesians caused a lot of commotion. God's saying it's time to cause some commotion. Go out there and carry my word. Go out there and preach. Hallelujah. God wants us to get up. This is not just about people who are unbelievers, but we also have those who say they believe but say don't. In the body of Christ. So God is looking for people like Paul that will stand up, cry aloud and spare not, and cause the devil to get mad. And anytime you see the devil getting mad, when God is moving, you know that God is doing something great in the work that you are doing. If you're preaching and doing the sign and the devil ain't getting mad with you, then you need to check, because anytime you're preaching the real word of God, hallelujah, the devil can get upset and try to come up against you and mess you, my God, and to cause people to turn against you. And so God is saying, when you see you preaching to, my God, you're going to have opposition. You got to prepare for it tonight, people of God. Got to prepare. And verse 28 says that they were full of wrath and crying out, saying, O great Diana of Ephesus, the whole city was praising this God. You don't see the whole world praising the movie stars and the superstars and the singers and have all kinds of things going on for the gods before God. It's no different from back then what is happening now. And so we need discernment. It is very essential that we have discernment, people of God. God is saying, come up higher, come closer. Hear God tonight. He's looking for bold soldiers that will stand and be converted. And after you're converted, go and convert somebody else. Tonight, Father, I give you thanks and praise for your word on tonight. I thank you, God, for speaking what you need us to hear tonight. God, I thank you that your word has not fallen on deaf ear on tonight. But God, that we would hide your word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you. Your word is spirit and your word is life and sharper than a two-edged sword. send the word to bring deliverance and bring healing on tonight and to set the captive free, Lord God. May sinners repent and turn to you tonight. May men turn to you, God. May sickness dry up tonight. May healing take place tonight through your word, God, that is sent tonight to bring deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Let your word be a light unto our feet, a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our pathway. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. People of God, I'm done tonight. The line is open tonight if you desire prayer. You can press *6 and come on over. And we can pray for you. And we can believe God with you. Like God said, he is the same yesterday. He is doing whatever he did back then is no different. It's our faith that God is looking at. It's our trust in him what he's looking at. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Anyone desire prayer on tonight? Anyone desire prayer, you can press *6 and come over to the platform, and the woman of God will touch and agree with you on tonight. Anyone tonight desiring prayer, amen, after hearing such a word, people of God, it's time, amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, if you would like to listen, if you would even like to rededicate your life to the Lord, perhaps you find yourself standing in a place, glory be to God, perhaps you find yourself standing in a place, amen, Jesus, of unstableness, amen. Perhaps the Lord is speaking to you on tonight, people of God. Amen. If that be you tonight, if you would, just press *6. Glory to God. You don't have to, amen, tarry long. Glory be to God. As my grandmother used to say, all it takes is a well-made-up mind. Amen. Just a well-made-up mind. Glory be to God. Anyone tonight desiring prayer, glory be to God. Glory to God. Amen. If not, amen, we do give God thanks. We don't get no. Amen. We give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We thank him, glory to God, again for this word. We thank him, amen, for this hour, for this time, people of God. We thank him for this declared word into our hearing. Amen, Jesus, people of God, and we're going to be held accountable. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. We are without excuse. We're without excuse on tonight. Amen. When we hear this word, we are without excuse. Amen, glory to God. But we got to take this word and let this word rest in our spirits, people of God. Amen, Jesus, because the Lord is speaking. But the question is, will you hear? Will you hear what the Lord is saying unto you on tonight? We cannot come to this line night after night after night and just think that we're listening, amen, but this word will stand before us in the judgment. God is not declaring his word, but he is seeking a response from you, amen? He's seeking a response from me. Glory to God for what he is saying. Every time the word goes out, the Lord is seeking our response. Amen. So we give God thanks and praise tonight for his word. We bless him. Bless God. Amen. For you, woman of God, for availing yourself. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. Glory be to God for coming to be with us here on the PNN. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for our faithful listeners. People of God, we pray that you will take this word. Take this word, people of God. The Lord is looking for change. He's making us change. He's molding us, and he's doing it by his word. Amen. Glory be to God. He's doing it all by his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So as we hear the word of God, again, the Lord is looking for change. Amen. No more excuses. No more excuses, people of God. We're in the shortness of the hour. Amen, Jesus, as the scripture declares, as we see the occurrences of the world, the things that are going on in the world, even as the woman of God began to talk about the things that are going on in even in other countries, even here in this United States. Amen. We don't see it all. We don't know it all. But because we don't see and don't know does not mean that it's not happening. Amen. But time is truly winding up. Time is winding up, people of God. Amen. Time is winding up. I pray that you hear the voice of God. Amen. That you hear the voice of God in his servants that he's sending here on this line. Glory be to God. So we bless God tonight. Amen. We thank God again for the woman of God that has come and that do come to be with us every Sunday and Monday night. Woman of God, we pray on tonight. Amen. That the Lord will bless you. We lift you in prayer now. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for your servant on tonight. We thank you for all that you've said, all that has been declared unto us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Our Father, we're asking you on tonight to look favorably upon your servant. We're asking, oh God, that you will look upon her every need, her every desire, even as she's made sacrifice to come before your people. Father, meet her need, meet her desires, oh God. Oh God, look upon the altar of her heart, oh God, and give unto her that petition that she has before you. And Father, we're thanking you for doing it now. We do rejoice with her as she rejoiced in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you on tonight for great blessings. We're thanking you on tonight for great grace towards your servant in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover her. We're asking that you would shield her. We're asking that you would protect her, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Thank you for all that you're doing in her life. We're thanking you tonight for moving, glory to God, by your spirit and by your anointing. We're thanking you on tonight for your manifested glory. Thanking you on tonight, oh God, for manifestation working in her life, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you for the higher heights. We're thanking you for the deeper depths in you. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. Now, glory to God. We're asking that you will cover her. We're asking that you will shield her now in the precious name of Jesus. Shield her and protect her, oh God, by thy blood. Shield her and protect her, oh God, by your glory in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We bless you, oh, glory to God. We bless you, oh, global Sihaya, in the precious name of Jesus. We bless you now. We glorify you now for these things, oh God, in thy precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you for what you've done. We thank you for this gift to the church, to the people of God. We thank you. Name Jesus. We're asking that you would bless her going out and her coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. We bless the Lord again on tonight. We bless him. We thank him tonight, people of God. We thank God for you for coming. Glory to God. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now listen, people of God, we have entered in our 40-day prayer of intercession. We've entered into our 40-day prayer of intercession. This is where we're praying for 40 days. We're praying and we're consecrating for, amen, Jesus, the next now 39 days. Amen. Glory be to God. So I am led of the Lord. I am led of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. I am led of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. That during these next days, during these next days, amen, come to the line. Glory be to God, for we'll be praying, amen, Jesus, for as many are, amen, available to come to lead in prayer, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, if you, amen, man or woman of God, amen, upon this line, if you, amen, Jesus, amen, Jesus, will allow the Lord to use you in prayer, amen, Jesus, we're going to just pray for the next 40 days, amen, and I believe God is going to do some things. I believe God is going to breakthrough. Amen. I believe that we're going to experience breakthrough. I just believe it on tonight. I believe, people of God, that during this time that God is going to do something in you. If you open up your heart and if you open up your spirit unto the Lord during this time, people of God, let me tell you something. God is going to do something in you. Amen. It's during this time, if you will, glory to God, allow God to launch you out into the deep, to launch you out, amen, into those things. Amen. So many people are hindered by fear, by the spirit of fear. Glory to God. God has called you to do some things, but you just seem like you just can't go. Some people are stuck and in a rut. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In different areas in their lives. But we want you to come. Amen, Jesus. We're going to be fervently praying. Amen. We're going to be fervently praying. Glory to God, every single night. Amen. Every single night as the Lord will. Amen, Jesus. There are some, amen, speakers in between, but for the most part, for this next 39 days, we're going to be praying. We will be praying. Amen. Glory to God. If you're on this line, if you're available, amen, Jesus, to take a night, amen, Jesus, we're going to be praying. We're going to be praying for 1 hour, amen, Jesus, and the Lord say the same, amen, we may go over, amen, but we're going to be in prayer, amen. Glory to God, prayer and intercession, amen. That's what I feel in my spirit. The Lord is directing us to do. Amen, Jesus. So again, if you're on the line, if you're listening by Facebook, if you would like to be a part of, or if you will avail yourself to allow the Lord to use you, amen, just let us know. Amen. Call, text me, let me know. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. If you cannot go an hour, if you say, well, Evangelist Bradley, I can't go an hour, but I can do 30 minutes with somebody else. So however, amen, Jesus, we want you, amen, to come to the line, people of God. It's time. It's time, people of God. It's time out for the sun. Listen, the same old, amen. Glory to God. Sometimes you know, even when a fire is burning, sometimes, people of God, you got to stir the coals. Isn't that right? You got to stir the coals so that the fire can pick up. Come on now. Glory be to God. So it's time to stir the coals. It's time to stir the coals. Amen, Jesus. Let the Lord stir you on tonight. Glory to God. So that you can move forward. Listen, people of God, even in your mind and in your spirit, I know, amen, that you know that God has called you to greater. Amen, Jesus, I know that he has called you to more. Glory to God, this is why you continue to come, because he has called you to more, because you know it, you see it in your spirit. Well, we just want the Lord to stir the coals. Come on, we want the Lord to stir the coals. Amen, Jesus, we want you to be stirred. We want you to launch. We want you to move now. Glory to God, move to the next level. Move to the next level. Move to the next level. Move to the next place in God. Move to the next place within yourself that God is calling you to. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord is raising up an army of a people that will obey. Glory to God. And the Lord has need of you. God has put within you destiny. And it's time for you to now come to your destiny. Glory to God. Amen. It doesn't always mean you got to be preaching. It doesn't always mean whatever, whatever. But listen, whatever he has called you to, one thing we know, you must pray. Come on now. You must pray. If you want to find the divine center of the will of God for your life, you must pray. Amen. Glory to God. Before you can make a step, you must pray into whatever business venture God has called you to, whatever ministry God has called you to, whatever God has called you to. Now, listen, what we want you to do, people of God, is let somebody know. Tell somebody that we're going to be praying. Tell somebody that we're going to be praying. Glory be to God. Amen. For the next 39 days, let them know. Let them know. Let them know we want them to be here. Amen. We want them to be here. We may take our prayer request at the beginning, glory to God, of the service of the broadcast, or we may, glory to God, pray and take requests during the prayer. But how be ever, amen, we're going to be touching and agreeing with you, people of God. And listen, during this time, turn your plate down, amen. Even if you can only turn your plate down to 12 o'clock, glory to God, if you can turn it down to 3 o'clock p.m. or 6 o'clock p.m., make a sacrifice. Just make a give up something. Glory be to God. Make a sacrifice unto the Lord. Make a sacrifice. Let him know you mean business. Glory to God. Let him know this time, let him know, Father, this time, hallelujah, I give all unto you. Amen. Glory to God. So that is, amen, what the Lord has laid upon my heart. Glory be to God. It's not planned, but people of God, you already know this line is not necessarily a planned line. Amen. We just lead. We're led by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. We are led by the Spirit of the Lord. And because we're led by his Spirit, here we are going into 3 years. Amen. So listen, let us pray for these next 39 days. Be in prayer. Be in prayer. Be in prayer with us. Amen. Be in prayer with us, people of God. Amen, Jesus, as we are, glory be to God, as we are, amen, Jesus, going before the Lord. Amen. Listen, what I'm going to do, people of God, is give you, amen, Jesus, for those of you that desire, glory to God, those of you that are feeling the urge, that are feeling, amen, the leading, that believe God is calling you to this, amen, we are going to give you what we're going to be praying for every day, every day, every day, every day, amen, Jesus. And I'm, amen, Jesus, pulling up. This is the 40-day prayer of intercession. This is what the Lord has, amen, ordained for us, people of God. You don't have to partake of it. You don't have to, amen, Jesus, be a part of the consecration. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. But we, listen, I declare you will be blessed if you do. Amen. You will be blessed if you do. Amen, Jesus, for these next 39. It's our 40-day prayer of intercession. When we are praying, amen, the prophet has given us this. When we are praying, we're praying for, amen, the nation. We're praying for the people, amen. We're praying. We're touching God. It's that time, amen, Jesus, where we're interceding for others. We're taking the focus off of ourselves. We're taking the focus off of ourselves, amen, and putting it on our brothers and our sisters, amen, Jesus, that they too can be blessed, amen. Glory to God. It's the 40-day prayer of intercession, amen. Glory be to God, and amen, Jesus, I believe. I don't have it right here with me, amen, but prophetess, when you grace the platform again, if you would just let your closing be what we're praying for tomorrow, and if you will give the scriptures tomorrow. Now, people of God, this is the way we do it. Amen, Jesus. Whatever we're praying for, that's what we're going to pray for all day. We're not going to be all over the place. Listen, we want to be focused. We want to be focused in our prayers. Amen. This is the purpose. Amen. So that we can be focused in our prayer. Amen. So through the day, this is what we'll all be praying for. Amen. The woman of God will give you the scriptures, amen, for you to read. Glory to God throughout the day as you are praying. Amen. Glory to God. So this is, again, what the Lord has dropped in my spirit. Amen. Jesus, for as many as will, you want to be blessed. Amen. You need breakthrough. You need God to do something in your life. You need movement. Amen. You need to come out of that rut. You need to come out of, amen, Jesus, whatever seems to be holding you fast. People of God, we want you to come, amen, and be in prayer with us again. Glory to God, just turn those plates down. Turn those plates down, people of God. It's also during this time that we don't eat any red meats during this time. Glory to God, we only eat fish for the next 40 days, amen, and we realize that may be, amen, Jesus, a bit much. A bit of a turn for you, but if you can, amen, Jesus, glory to God, just cut out the red meat for the next 39 days, amen, Jesus, and come on and be with us, amen, come on and be with us, amen, for this 40-day prayer of intercession, amen. It's the fast of intercession. Glory to God. Again, like I said, this is not planned, but the Lord has certainly dropped it in my spirit, amen, and we want you to be with us, to come and be with us, amen. Glory be to God. So prophetess, if you will, amen, if you can give the scriptures, amen, and the what we'll be praying for on tomorrow. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God, and people of God, let's do it, amen, let's do it, we can do this, and you tell somebody about it, amen, that we're going to be praying for 40 days, let them know that we're going to be praying for 40 days, amen. God bless you, people of God, prophetess, if you will, amen, Jesus, drop the scriptures, let them know the scriptures and what we'll be praying for. All on tomorrow, all of our listeners, even our international listeners, this is what we, amen, Jesus, will be praying for. Again, it's the All Saints 40-day fast of intercession. Glory be to God, and we want you to be with us. Amen. Make a sacrifice again. Make a sacrifice. Turn that plate down. Let's come on one accord. Amen, Jesus, and let us be strengthened. Amen, in the power of God. Amen. God bless you, prophetess. You have the platform. Amen, Jesus. People of God, we look to see you on tomorrow night. Be ready. Be ready. In Jesus' name. God bless you, prophetess. You have the platform.
Tomorrow, all day, 6 a.m. in the morning to 9, 12, and then 3 and 12 in the evening, you pray for the kingdom of God to come. And the scripture for that is Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, 13, 33, and chapter 11 and verse 12. And they are the scriptures that we're going to be dealing with all day tomorrow as we pray. During this time of fasting, bless his name. And I don't know what we do. She said, you don't have to be a part of it. But those who want to, what we do, we eat a light breakfast, and then we eat meals at 12 noon, and you pray at 12 noon, and then noon, and then 6 p.m. You pray 6 a.m., you eat the same time, then you pray at 6 p.m., the same prayer, and you eat that time, and you don't eat no more until 6 in the other morning if you want to eat. And like she said, get rid of the red meat, just eat some fish, snappers, flounders, bass. I know every time we do it, there is a blessing in it, like he said, and God opened doors for you. What we're doing is cleaning up our body and preparing our body to go through for the rest of the year. And so, Father, we give you thanks tonight and give you praise tonight for this time, God, of fasting and seeking your face, God. We give you thanks tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, as we present our bodies to you as living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Father, we ask you to sanctify our minds, our bodies, our souls, and our spirit in this time. Oh, God, we are consecrating ourselves, God, in preparation for the rest of the year. Father, we ask you in the time of fasting, God, to strengthen the weak ones. Strengthen us with might on the inner man, God. Strengthen our minds to retain knowledge, oh, God. Release your blood over us during this time of fasting. Give us the spirit of endurance, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, bind the works of Satan and bring it to naught. Make him behave, God, during this time of fasting, that we would obey your will, that we will obey the instructions from our leaders, God, and all of those who, God, make up their mind to be a part of it. God, may they see your hand move. Then may they see a blessing release in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you now, oh God, that during this time of fasting and prayer and supplications, oh God, that our lives will be transformed, our minds, oh God, will be renewed in the name of Jesus. During this time, God, that we will have more desire for your word, more desire, God, to pray, more desire, God, to seek your face in the name of Jesus. Let this time be a time where we go come up higher in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that our prayer life would intensify and our faith in you would increase. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you now that as we walk in obedience, you say obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, God, there is a blessing, God, in obeying, God, the instructions that you gave from the leadership. It's a blessing when we obey your word. And so give us a mindset. Oh, God, the mindset, a made-up mind, glory to God, a made-up mind and a fervent spirit and a determined mind, oh, God, so, God, stick with what you're doing, God, so that we may see your hand move, so that we can see changes in our families and changes in our lives and changes in ministries and changes, oh, God, in our neighborhoods. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, God, for every leader, God, that is connected, everyone from every nation tonight that is connected to this line, oh, God, that you would bless them, God. Press down, shake them together, let it run over. Those who are givers, God, may they receive, God, when they pour back into them. Those who are sick, God, we declare healing tonight over this line. We declare the blood of Jesus prevail tonight. The blood of Jesus prevail against every plot, every plan, every assignment tonight for the time of this fast in Jesus' name. And Father, as we seal this prayer, as we seal the word that has gone forth tonight, we seal it with the blood of Jesus. We seal, God, our lives with the blood of Jesus. Every home tonight is sealed with the blood of Jesus. Every business, oh God, every job, every my God, schools, God, the colleges, universities, wherever they go tonight, we cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus from every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Lord God, as we come together, God, in prayer for this movement in the prayer. Move upon those that are praying. Let their prayer lives intensify. Oh, God, let the prayer come forth with power and authority. Let the prayer change and elevate us, oh, God. Let the prayer, God, uproot and annihilate and up. My God, move in a supernatural way during the prayer on this 40 days. In the name of Jesus, that our lives will never be the same. Oh, God, our 40 days of consecration, oh, God, and looking to you. In Jesus' name we pray, and I pray that you strengthen Evangelist Bradley and strengthen the prayer warriors and the intercessors, God, that God has placed over this work, God, that they would see your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a blessed night.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, prophetess. And if you would, I have received a couple of text messages that, amen, they did not get the scriptures. If you could give those scriptures again, if you would give those scriptures again.
Okay. The scripture for tomorrow is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 10, 13, and 33, to 11, and chapter 12. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, properly.
Yeah. No, I was saying that's the scripture. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome, awesome, awesome. People of God, listen, I just want to again encourage you. Amen, Jesus. You may not be able to follow it all the way out, but follow it as much as you can. Amen. And we'll be giving out the scripture every night. We'll be giving out the new scriptures for the next night every night. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, listen, you will be blessed. You will be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're grateful. We're grateful tonight to the Lord. With God, again, for the word on tonight, don't forget, people of God, we're going to be praying. We're going to be praying, amen, for the next 40 days. Glory be to God. Don't cheat yourself. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. Let the Lord bless you. Let him bless you real good. Amen. So that does conclude tonight's broadcast. We do thank God for you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.